Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay. So, then I opened the show with this today. This is driving me stark raving mad. You can tell it's driving Marco Rubio insane, too. He goes on these TV shows, and they're like, when will the war with Venezuela end? And he's like, what are you talking about? And in the defense of some of these talking heads, it makes it very easy for them to lie because the Trump administration really isn't doing a great job of explaining what they're doing here. Or maybe that's not a bug. Maybe that's a feature. I don't know. For years, Congress has sanctioned Venezuela, Iran, and most recently, Russia. Both parties were on board with this. Not controversial. Specifically, they've banned them, including Russia, from selling oil. But under Joe Biden, they were allowed to run wild. And so what developed during that era was a fleet of basically 1,000 ships. It's referenced today in the Wall Street Journal. And black site ships. Russia's running their oil in them. And they'll run them into the Venezuelan ports. Iran will run their oil into the Venezuelan ports. They'll change it all up to get around the sanctions, switching vessels, sometimes even switching like naming of vessels, and then they'll sail out again. It became a massive smuggling operation. It's what kept the mullahs in place in Iran. Now, you've seen for the first time these news reports that the mullahs are intending to maybe vacate en masse Iran, just give up, walk away, and go to Russia. Why would they be doing that all of a sudden? Anything different or special that might be going on right now? Ask the American media. They'd be like, nope, no, nothing at all. The blockade. We have the ships blockade. They can't get in. They can't get out. He's stopped the illegal oil trade in violation of our sanctions. Sanctions that both majorities of Democrats and Republicans have voted for over the years. Sanctions that were never controversial. But he's a warmonger and he went in there and he's gone crazy. He's addicted. Wait, he had a court order for everything he's done so far, from picking up Maduro because he had a warrant to boarding those two ships to the blockade he's running now. Why? Because this is a violation of our sanctions. Lee, we have allowed China, Russia, and Iran and Venezuela to make a mockery of our sanctions.
Yeah.
So much so that these countries are literally moving into the Venezuelan ports to do their illegal oil trade. They've gone from a fleet of about 16 to a fleet of over 1,000 ships. We look like chumps. So Trump is simply enforcing law, and he has a court order for every last bit of it. Where would he get the idea for doing it? He's a crazy dictator. Trump is not. Oh, you mean this was in the sanctions? Yeah, that Congress passed. Yeah. So these people beating their chest, he needs a congressional approval or something. No, you gave it to him when you passed the sanctions, morons. God, I'm going to lose my mind. Because people on our site, Lee, they're falling for this.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so frustrated. This is what America First looks like.
Yeah, you and Marco Rubio are sharing the same emotions here, yeah.
I don't know how he gets to those interviews without tearing his hair out.
Yeah. Well, he handed it back to them and did a good job of representing the Trump administration's stand on the issue.
A good article to read if you want to understand this morning, Wall Street Journal. Russia sends submarine to escort tanker the U.S. tried to seize off Venezuela. This, you know what's hilarious about this? These Democrats who were like, oh, Trump's a Putin puppet.
Yeah.
Biden never confronted any of these Russian oil ships. Why not? They move Iranian oil. And the Democrats were profiting off of Iranian oil. Remember, they unfroze the frozen assets from the sale of the oil. So the money could prop up the mullahs and keep them in power of those poor people. And then they got a cut. Remember, Iran, duly noted, did what Democrats like. Tried to assassinate Trump in his inner circle 2 times. Never tried to touch a Democrat. Why is that? And then funded Democrat street protests.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it.
I'm going to play that clip every day for the rest of my life until this ends. So we understand Democrats, Iran, oil, Venezuela, it's all one big operation. Yeah. They looked the other way, Lee. They didn't enforce our sanctions. That was Iranian oil because the Iranians would then pump the oil money back into the Democrat Party street protest. These are not hard things to understand.
Yeah, and if Trump is such a Putin puppet, then what is going on in the oil situation right now? Oil prices are down because of the Venezuelan situation. What does that mean to Russia? Loss of revenue. That also has an impact on the war in Ukraine.
Yeah, it gives us...
All these things are tied together, as you've been pointing out. All of them.
And when you look at this Bella situation, Bella One, because that's what I'm going to call it, this ship, this is very interesting. Russia has sent a submarine to accompany this ship. And we had originally tried to board it in December as it tried to evade the U.S. blockade, along with the two other ships you saw us land on near Venezuela. This is part of that illegal fleet of 1,000. That moves the oil illegally, making a mockery of U.S. sanctions. Okay, so the vessel fails to dock in Venezuela because they, you know, come upon our military blockade and they freak out. So the U.S. Coast Guard pursues it into the Atlantic. Then Russia sends some guy out there with like a spray paint can to put a Russian flag on the thing. And they register it. Oh, that's a Russian ship. Yeah, sure. And then we're still vowing we're going to get it. We're going to stop it. Russia has sent a submarine to accompany that. Okay, why are we so interested in the Bella One? Because it was moving. I'm going to read it. It's from the Wall Street Journal. At the time the U.S. began pursuing the tanker, the Bella One was subject to a judicial seizure order. The U.S. had sanctioned the Bella One for carrying black market Iranian oil on behalf of U.S. designated terrorist organizations aligned with Tehran. Biden used to just let this go on. They take their cut because they're all part of the same international criminal cartel. Democrats can't find enough ways to partner with our enemies. Trump's like, no, you know, you're not doing it. And what's happening is Russia was moving Iranian oil into Venezuela. They're swapping it around, creating confusion. Russian oil, an evasion of the sanctions, going into Venezuela. Venezuela is completely complicit. They're shipping it back out. And that's how the oil trade goes. And Trump's like, no, I'm gonna enforce the sanctions. Gets court orders, international courts, our courts, using the sanctions Congress passed, some of which Joe Biden signed, some of which Trump signed, some of which date back to Obama, to board the ships and do the blockade. He's got Venezuela surrounded. That's the real story. It's not Maduro, really, even. It's that he's got Venezuela surrounded. It's brilliant. And what he's saying to Venezuela, Lee, to this new leader, for now, of Venezuela, you're not dealing with China anymore. And you will not deal with Russia anymore. And you will not deal with Iran anymore. You will not. And he's got them surrounded. And so, by the way, I noticed your two brothers are wanted. They're also indicted like Maduro, her two brothers. So why don't you go ahead and send me about $2 billion worth of oil, for starters. Why? He's going to rebuild their oil infrastructure using their own money, as we should have done in Iraq, which is flush with oil, instead of printing money and putting the next generation on the hook for it, so that Bush friends of Bush, could get rich rebuilding that country. Why don't we take the Iraqi oil and use that to pay for, well, that would make sense. Well, that's what Trump's doing right now. It is amazing. He's basically taking the communists who took over Venezuela and making them pay reparations for their crimes, i.e. most especially the theft of the oil from the Venezuelan people. We're going to take our cut because they defrauded ConocoPhillips and another American company $12 billion. We're going to take some of it. We'll refine it through our Gulf refineries, which were built for Venezuelan oil. So we're going to make a lot of money. We're going to boost the GDP. We're going to create jobs. We're going to steal the oil, although Democrats will claim that by the end of the day. And then we're going to use some of that money to build the infrastructure the oil companies need in Venezuela to really go in and begin pumping that money out, the money and the oil out. And then again, what you're going to see is Trump freezing Russia and China out. And they're not going to have a way around these sanctions. Not a good one. So, you know, China might want to go ahead and scratch out wherever it has on its calendar invasion of Taiwan, because that's not going to really work out now. All without firing a shot. Well, unless you're part of Maduro's Cuban security, then it didn't work out well for you. But
they found out a few things.
That's where we are. So that is what is going on. This blockade is glorious. And the ripple effects of this are going to change. They are. They're going to change everything geopolitically. Now, I just wish that the Trump administration would maybe message a little better on that. But it's giving me chills because I don't even have to pay for this. I was already paying for the military, so I don't mind if they use it. It's win-win. The only people objecting to this are the same people who were taking a cut in partnership with Iran to pay for Democrat grassroots activities, and that would be the Democrat Party, because it's going to hurt them. There's going to be money missing now. I ain't going to get the money from Iran. And folks, this is why you're seeing for the first time the mullahs seriously talking about fleeing for their lives from Iran. Why? They can't fight the street protests without oil. They need the money to prop up the country, but they literally need the oil for the military to put the people down. And Trump's like, nope, I think I'll take that. Thank you, though. They got no move. Democrats have kept them in power since Barack Obama sent pallets of cash down those runways and foreign denominations lied to Congress about how much money it was. Well, it's just $700 million. Oh, did I say $700 million? I'm sorry, I meant almost $2 billion. And they kept the mullahs in power. That's all over. Geopolitically, we're going to win a lot of this. I don't think it'll go perfectly, but we're going to win a lot of this without firing a shot, proving we never needed to do anything uniparty or Bush style. I love it. So sit back and maybe hope they start messaging a little bit better.